1 Corinthians 12, verses 18 through 22 and 27 through 31. But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as He pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts. And yet I show you a more excellent way. Our story, ordinary but pretty. Angela sighed. I wish I could have a singing or acting part in the Christmas play, she said. It would be nice to be important and needed for a change, instead of pressing dumb old costumes. We've talked about this before, and I've told you, you are both important and needed, replied Mom patiently as she sliced potatoes for supper. Want me to set the table? Offered Angela, walking over to the cupboard. Hey, Mom, can we use the good crystal goblets tonight? They're so pretty. Sure, agreed Mom. But how about taking this casserole over to Mrs. Ash? She's lonely, so visit with her for a while, too. Just be back in time for supper. When Angela returned home, the family was just sitting down to eat. As she slipped into her chair, she saw crystal goblets at each place, but no plates. Let's thank God for our food, said Dad. So Angela quickly closed her eyes. When Dad said amen, Mom picked up the casserole dish and handed it to Angela. Help yourself, honey, invited Mom. Angela held the dish uncertainly. What am I supposed to do with this, she asked. Why don't we have plates? She looked at her little brother and sister. I'll bet you guys set the table, she said. No, I did, said Mom. The goblets are very pretty, so why not just use them? Plates would look so ordinary next to the goblets. Dad's eyes twinkled, and Angela's little brother and sister giggled out loud. But we can't use them for this kind of food, protested Angela. Hey, what's going on here? I see that you know we need different dishes for different foods, said Mom. Dishes aren't all alike because each has a different purpose. It's that way in God's kingdom, too. He uses people for different purposes, some to sing, some to preach, some to visit lonely folks, and what you really mean is some to press costumes, right? Asked Angela. Mom grinned. That's another thing he uses some of us for, she agreed. Some jobs appear to us to be prettier than others, but each is as important as the next. Angela laughed. I get the point, she said. Right now, ordinary plates sound mighty pretty to me. I'll get them, she grinned as she added. After supper, I'll give those costumes a pressing such as they've never known before. Well, how about you? Do you realize that nothing done for the Lord is unimportant? Today's scripture reading points out that each part of your physical body is important, and each member of the body of Christ, every Christian, is important too. Don't make the mistake of thinking that what someone else does, or perhaps what you do, is more important than some other job. Simply do your work, whatever it may be, for the Lord. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And our key thought, whatever you do for God is important.